This is KUT. Travis County commissioners are figuring out how to replace $1.5 million in grant money pulled from the county by Governor Greg Abbott. The governor made the move after Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez announced a policy limiting her cooperation with the federal immigration agency known as ICE. While private donations have begun to come in from a crowdsourcing site, it's not nearly enough to fill the budget gap. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the county is also looking for a way to fund its program beyond the current budget.
Travis Gatlin is searching for something.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting this. I gotta find.
Gatlin is the Travis County Budget Director. He's looking for notification he and the county got back in December that eligibility requirements for criminal justice grants awarded through the governor's office had changed.
Okay, yeah. So what it says is there is an option to not include this certification. But with the understanding that the authorized official submitting...
What Gatlin's reading off is a new requirement that jurisdictions applying for these grants certify that their local sheriff complies with ICE requests to detain undocumented immigrants booked in the jail. Travis County does only in the case of high-level felonies. So would Travis County apply again for the recently cut-off grant? Gatlin says, despite all that's gone on in the last month...
The plan for now is that we would submit applications.
My current thinking is that there is great utility in going ahead and continuing to apply.
Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart says the county will most likely still apply for the grants, even though the governor's office says that, quote, may result in the denial of applications. With that denial looming, the county will consider alternate funding, too. Eckhart says one option is foundation money. Another, possibly raising taxes.
That is always a possibility. I want to be very mindful about a tax increase to cover this shortfall, but that may be what we will have to look to.
At their meeting today, Travis County commissioners will begin discussing ways to fund these programs long term and through the remainder of what would have been the grant period. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.